afternoon, I want you to know it's a privilege for me to be here by what's already taken place. And I, unfortunately, am going to take you out of your comfort zone. I love to preach, but I discovered something in my ministry more valuable than you just listening to me. And so I'm going to have you do some meditation directed by me, pairing up directed by me, and then grouping up in this room. And then we'll look at the text that we're focusing on. I'll give you direction as we do it. It's a small group type of activity, but it's very successful for helping us to experience God's voice and then to look at the text. Well, enough introduction. I'll tell you that. So let's look at our text. I hope you all have your Bible. You must have your Bible. The text is Isaiah 62. And we are going to focus on verse 6. And I'm going to ask you to follow my directions. And then we'll see what God is going to do for us. All right, let's start by reading the text. We can all read together from the screen if you don't mind. Or you can follow along in your Bible, whichever the case may be. And by the way, there are churches in Las Vegas. 12 Adventist churches. Yes. And God is working there. And you know, maybe the economic situation has been a real blessing to Las Vegas. Our prosperity makes it very hard to want to be religious, you know. But when disaster strikes, we become interested in God. But enough with that. Let's do this. Let's read it together. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace, day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. When we're done with this activity, it's my prayer and belief that you will be empowered to pray with more fervency when you see what this text is really saying to us today. So, let's take a look at our quote. Here it is, Desire of Ages 390. We should carefully study the Bible, asking God for aid of the Holy Spirit, that we may understand His Word. We should take one verse and concentrate the mind on the task of ascertaining the thought which God has put in that verse for me. Me. Us. We should dwell upon the thought until it becomes our own. And we know what thus saith the Lord. We're going to do this right now. I'm going to ask you to take that text and let's notice the particulars. Number one, carefully study the Bible. Number two, ask for God's aid of the Holy Spirit. Number three, take one verse. Number four, concentrate the mind on the task of ascertaining. Five, the thought which God has put in the verse for us. And then we should dwell on it till it becomes our own. I'm going to give you 7 minutes right now to stare at your Bible, Isaiah 62, verse 7. I want you to say a prayer first, asking for the Holy Spirit to teach you the meaning of this text. And I want you to notice, I want you to not hesitate to do these things here. One more verse. The three C's. When you're staring at it, think of the context this text is found. Look at cross references that may help explain it more fully. Use your concordance, if necessary, the back of your Bible, to look up words that may be in the text. Use different versions of the Bible to look at the text. And skip the last one. I'm not going to give you that yet. So 7 minutes. We're starting right now. Go. We have a gentleman back here. So if you all listen, we're going to listen to the thought that God gave their group.
This beautiful text in Isaiah 62, 6 and 7, reminds me also of a text in Ezekiel, chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Shall I read it?
Well, okay, but remember, we want the thought that your group decided upon. That's what I want right now.
Yes.
What is the main thought your group decided upon?
Okay, the main thought is that if we are watchmen, indeed, I have set watchmen on the walls of Zion. They will never hold their peace day nor night. So if God tells us to go warn somebody who is straying from the righteousness of Christ and trusting in his own righteousness, we must warn that man. And if we don't, God will hold us accountable.
Okay.
That's the main thought.
This, I see you smiling. You raised your hand in the red. There's about four reds there.
Raise your hand again.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Our main thought was that our job as watchmen is to sound the alarm and tell others of wickedness. We're not held responsible for what they do with that information. Our job is to alert.
Okay. This gentleman right here.
Our thoughts were is that God's grace and love, as he tried to express it to us, as we experience his righteousness and his glory, then that experience will help us never to keep silent, because we're expressing the love of God and the experience that we get from him. We can't hold back all that we have received from his grace.
We can't keep silent. Beautiful. Oh boy. Listen, I come from Chicago. I'm Italian. You slip me $10, you can talk. There's a very enthusiastic one back there. But before you do, right here, this gentleman wanted to speak.
I'm also from Chicago.
Oh.
Ours was short. It was be ready to give warning.
Okay, that's it. Very good. This lady, that lady, and that gentleman, and that's it.
Okay.
We got to stop.
All right.
Because there's something else I need you to do.
Okay.
I know, you're mad at me, right?
Yeah, I was enthusiastic about this because the cross-reference where we went to from Isaiah 62:6 sent us to the story of the Canaanite woman who did not give up asking. And Jesus said, you know, the disciples wanted to send him away. And Jesus said, you know, why should I give you the bread that was for Israel? And then she said, even the crumbs fall down to the dogs. And it's a beautiful reference to prayer, because I believe always, where words are not sufficient, our prayers are. And where God says give yourselves no rest, I think we need never stop praying, even when things look you know, that they look bleak, or you don't believe that anything is happening. Prayer is the power.
Okay, that's it. Right here. You're doing good.
Our group also came up with cross-referenced Ezekiel 3. What we focused on with was the I have portion of the scripture, because the I have comes from the eternal, everlasting God who has ordained that we, his watchmen, hear word from him and give that warning, give that message. And the eternal God says they'll never. When we say never, it's just a few years. When God says never, it's never. And so even if we pass away, that word never dies. And we never hold our peace. We never keep silent. That word continues. That's what we took.
Okay, that's beautiful. Over here, this gentleman. You see how time, how fast the time flies?
So we decided that the general context is fine in verse 1, where God actually does the same thing he commands the watchman to do, not to hold his peace, neither to rest. And we should follow his example.
Context. Did you get that? That was beautiful. That's what it says in verse 1. I looked in some of the commentaries just for the fun of it. I made up my own mind. Some of them say, well, that's Isaiah speaking. Some of them say, that's God speaking. That's God speaking. He is not holding his peace till his people. Man, that's so cool. All right. Mother here is going to kill me. So you better give her the mic.
Our group decided on the important thing is do not keep silence, because once you have experienced Jesus and his healing power and his touch and walking with him, you can't keep silence.
Okay, and Dr. Davison said that this morning too. A thoughtful hour each day. Concentrate on Christ brings these things. All right, let me tell you a quick story, and then I've got three assignments for your group right now. Ruthie will like this story. It's a true story, and I don't want anybody to feel left out. We were at a prayer conference at Pine Springs Ranch in Southeastern California Conference. The committee met. And when the committee was over, we experienced a prayer. Juanita Crutchmer does a prayer encounter. And she leads you through this prayer experience, and you do what she tells you to do in the prayer. And she did it for us, and then we rushed off to lunch. And I was so moved that I said to her, will you do it with me again? And she said, yes. So her and her husband took me in a private room, and they took me through it again. And I just was moved. And so it was time to go home, and I'm running out the door, and here's Dwight Nelson sort of rocking back and forth outside on the curb, because he is staying for the very next day. The NAD presidents and all the NAD officers are coming in, and he's speaking to them. And I'll never forget, I come running out and I said, Dwight, we're praying for you. We know God's going to bless your talk. He said, thanks a lot. And I said, wasn't that fantastic what Juanita did? I said, I was so moved. He never said a word to me. And I just ran to my car and didn't even think about it. Well, 2 days later, Ruthie calls me on the phone. And she says, and this is how she talks to me. Peter. I go, Ruthie, what's up? You should have been here. I said, Ruthie, I'm not a conference president. She said it was fantastic. She said Dwight Nelson stood up the first night and he held up his notes and he said, do you see these? These are my notes of the presentation I'm going to make to you this weekend. This weekend. And you know what I'm going to do with these? He threw them over his head. He said, I'm going to speak to you from my heart. He said, because this crazy Italian came running out and said to me, wasn't that fantastic? And I sat there and I thought it was stupid. And nothing happened to me. So he said, I went back up to my room. I knelt down by my bed and I said, Lord, if you can do that for that crazy Italian, then you tell me something. And then he said, And now what I'm bringing you is what God told me. And folks, here's the comfort. Ruthie told me that, and I was mad. Because you see, both times, nothing happened to me during her prayer. I just knew it was fantastic. And so now I went, Lord, you gave Dwight something, now give me something. So don't feel bad. But practice these principles. Take one text, focus the mind. Get in a group, hear other people's understandings. And I promise you, we are going to, in fact, this is how our church was founded this way. Okay, so, your next assignment is, I want you to take verse 7 with 6 right now in your group of three and answer this question. What are the watchmen to do exactly? Looking at both verses of the text. So, I want you to add that for the sole purpose of coming up with, and number them, by the way. Not only what is the watchman supposed to do, but, you know, how many of those orders and commands you get. Okay, in your group of three, say a prayer, one person prays for the Spirit, then you got 2 minutes, and enumerate what the watchman is supposed to do. What is the watchman supposed to do? You're supposed to enumerate them also. Okay, number one, do not keep silent. Number two, don't let God rest. And number three, all right. Number one, never keep silent. Number two, never keep silent. Number three, give him no silence or rest. Same Hebrew word. In fact, this is amazing. This Hebrew word in verse 7 is the same as the first one in verse 6. This is a different Hebrew word, and all three mean the same thing. You're not supposed to keep silent. I haven't got to the kicker yet. We're getting there. Three things, three times it gives us that command. And that Hebrew word, by the way, does mean either silence or rest. You're to give him no silence. You're to give him no rest. You're to harass God. And verse 1 tells us that God is harassing in our behalf. Now, here's what I want you to do, and then I'm going to sum this up. This is the most important step, and we have the least amount of time. And that is, you are now to stop in your group of three, and you are now to say a silent prayer and say, God, how do you want me to apply what I just learned from this text in my life today? And it must not be, well, we should. I am going to do this from now on. And you'll say, well, I don't know what I'm going to... Then say the prayer first. Lord, how do you want me to apply this one text to my life today as a Seventh-day Adventist Christian in the Georgia Cumberland Conference? Okay? So say your prayer individually. Ask God to tell you. And then I'm going to take one or two who actually heard God say something to you. And you can share with the group your application. Don't say we, or the hook will come out. Personal, practical, provable. That from now on, every day at 7 o'clock, I'm going to get up and pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's it. Who wants to share their application? Okay? Sister? that lady there.
The Lord is saying to me, be diligent in bringing souls to Christ. Don't let denominations or non-believers alter his mission.
Okay. This lady.
I'm asking God to give me the diligence and discernment to hear his voice and not to keep silent and not to miss any opportunity to present the truth to the ones I meet every day.
Okay. This gentleman.
It's like this is just kind of the last little thing that the Lord's putting on the hay pile. It's just gotten bigger. Hearing those pastor, the laypersons up there, the
Daniel
and Mark.
And Mark.
And just different things that the Lord's been working on me on. And now says, this is... You just can't be quiet. You have to use...
What are you going to do?
I can't be quiet. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
I can't be quiet. But that's the way the Lord was saying it to me. I can't be quiet. I have to use all of the different seminars, the different materials, the different things that I've been taught. And I've got to put them to work for our church. And we have a dark county right north of us. And... the Lord's talking to me to be working there.
Okay, that's beautiful. The Lord's talking to you to work in that dark county. One more, right back there. Right there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to...
I'm a watchman as a principal of an elementary school. I cannot be silent verbally or visually for the children and the parents and the parishioners in our church until they know the love of God.
The love of God. Let me tell you, Seventh-day Adventist today, you need to read Great Controversy. But you don't open your mouth till you finish reading Desire of Ages. Because if you don't put those two together, you're like the typical old Adventist that rip people. This is a tough message. They don't want to hear it. And the only way it's going to go out is if we have the love that the Desire of Ages tells us Jesus had for everybody. Okay, so let's go. Let's take a look at 7, 6 and 7. About what? We're to never keep silent. We're to never keep silent. We're to give him no silence. About what? Let me show it to you. I have posted watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the name of the Lord. I took the NIV for a reason. It says, you who call on the name of the Lord. The King James says something different. In fact, take a look. King James and New King James. Shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. But notice, the NIV and the World English Bible says, you who call on the Lord. But I want you to see what the New American Standard says. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourself. And then when we look at Young's Darby's translation and the Revised Standard Version, you who put the Lord in remembrance. By the way, you see what different versions do when you get a group of six and you have different versions. All of a sudden somebody read it and you'll say, mine doesn't say that. You who make mention of the Lord, you who call on the Lord, you who remind the Lord, you who put the Lord in remembrance. all day and all night, continually, they are not silent. Ye, O ye, remembrancers of Jehovah. You're in elementary school, principal, close your ears. That's not very good English, is it? Ye, you're remembrancers of Jehovah. That's what the Hebrew says. You who put the Lord in remembrance of what? His promises. Take a look at this from Jamieson Fawcett Brown commentary. Ye, dot, 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 mention, Lord. In the Hebrew, ye that are the Lord's remembrancers, God's servants, who by their prayers put God in remembrance of his promises, Isaiah 43:26. We are required to remind God, as if God could or needed to be reminded, which he cannot, forget his promises. You know, that gives a whole different twist to the watchman. I want you to know, in all of my churches, I've had a watchman walk around. Why'd your hair look like that? How come you're too short? What are you eating cheese for? They were right, but you know what? That isn't the desire of ages, Jesus Christ. Okay? And I love this rendition of that. Give God no rest. Get on your knees and pray for these people. Claim the promises of God. It says day and night, give him no rest. And then when you do open your mouth, love will come out with the truth. And that's what the real watchmen on the walls of Zion really are. And so, how does this really pertinent to you? What does 1 Peter 2:9, Revelation 1:6, Revelation 5:10, and Revelation 26 all have in common? Yes. Whoops. I'm sorry. We're a royal priesthood. We're the watchmen. Every one of us, not just the pastor. You know, three times in Revelation that we are the priesthood of God. The very first chapter, then the fifth chapter, and then the 20th chapter. And so this is pertinent to all of us. We indeed are the watchmen. Well, the last message of mercy is to be given to a world by the proclaiming of the gospel truth. Truth, Bible truth, is what the people need. On our knees, we are to proclaim the promises of God's Word. Claim the promises of God's Word, asking that we may receive pure, unadulterated truth, and that we may realize the necessity of giving that truth to others. Men and women will be converted. The hand of God will be recognized in the raising of new churches. The Lord will baptize with the apostolic spirit many who will go forth to do missionary work in places where people know not the truth. Your dark county right there. That's Lift Him Up, page 123. Look what this quote says. His offering is complete. And as our intercessor, we execute. He executes. Get this. Have you ever heard this? He executes what? His self-appointed work. Whoa! Jesus has a self-appointed work. I want to know, what is that self-appointed work that Jesus has self-appointed himself to do? The Father didn't tell him. The Holy Spirit, he has a self-appointed work. By the way, the Holy Spirit also doesn't, so does the Father, but never mind that. It says, holding before God the censer containing his own spotless merits and the prayers, confessions, thanksgiving of his people. Perfumed with the fragrance of his righteousness, they ascend to God as a sweet savor. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I present them to the Lord every day.
Amen.
And we need to present our pastors. We need to present our leaders. We need to present our conference. I don't care if you like your pastor or not. My Bible says God sets up kings, God tears them down. We don't tear them down. He tears them down. By the way, takes them down, replaces them. He doesn't wipe them out. Of course, in some cases, he did. Our job is to pray, even if we don't like them. We're to pray. They're God's chosen servants, even though we may not agree. And when we begin to practice praying like this in the churches, all of us together, not just the,
I'm the elder of this church, let's bow our heads for prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father.
But other times during church where we all pray together, sincerely seeking the Lord who is dying to answer our prayers. So my friends, give him no silence. Father, I want to thank you for bringing us together this afternoon. And no apologies for not preaching, Lord, because experiencing the Bible in this way is of greater benefit than hearing me speak. And I know you blessed it, and I thank you for it. Now help us to practice so that the courage we need will be given to us, and you will lead us to people that we can share what we learned that very day that would bring them hope and encouragement in a society that is crumbling before our very eyes. Lord, bless the Georgia Cumberland Conference. Bless the members of the church. Bless the leaders and the pastors. And may they be humble men and women who seek the Lord daily. And if they lose their temper, they're willing to turn around and say, I was wrong. I am sorry. Help us to be like that. And thank you for hearing this prayer, because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. Free listing of this message and over 7,000 other presentations by more than 100 speakers on 50 different topics is now available on our American Christian Ministries mobile app for Android and Apple devices, and on our secure website, or call 800-233-4450. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help to prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.